Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Well, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. I am so glad that you are here, and you know my name is Scott McKenzie because you're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We've got a show, a podcast on podcasts, and this is the third of three that is specific to Podcast 101. You got to listen to it because it's important that you have this tool in your digital arsenal going forward because it's not going away. No, nor is the computer going away. Nor is the World Wide Web going away. So let's get going and let's have that conversation about the digital tools. You say to yourself, Scott, hey, Scott, how are you going to communicate digital tools when you're on a podcast? Yeah, that's a challenge. However, this is called repurposing. And so if you're out in the car or if you're in the office and you're listening to this podcast, you're going to have to take a note. So grab your pen and paper and say, note to self, I got to look at that video. And that is at industrialtalk.com so that you can see the tools that I use just to get it on up. You know, just get it out there. And recognize, you need it. You need to figure out a solution. And you're saying, Scott, I'm too busy doing X. I'm too busy doing Y. And boy, I'll tell you, I've got this thing coming down on me and I don't have time. I hear what you're saying. But I'm just telling you right now, the podcast, the Industrial Talk platform can say, okay, here it is. I can get you up and running in podcasting in hours. No big deal. You can leverage this particular platform and it would be specific about you and humanizing your solutions, your company, and the people that you interact with. Now, here's the deal. This is just getting the podcast up and running. It does not say, hey, this is what we're talking about of how to market it. That's a whole nother series, so just bear with me. Now, here's some stats. There are 700,000 podcasts, active podcasts. Now, I can debate the active part because I know that there are people out there that, you know, are not real active and they just use it as more of just fun. I use this as a funnel of business opportunities, and that's what it's for you. You know, you need to recognize that too. And that number is going to increase, right? The influence of podcasting will continue to increase. 70% of the U.S. population are familiar with podcasting. That's 70%. It's going to just increase, right? Because as we continue to try to add greater value, it's just going to, more people. The reality is that it's not going away. It's part of your digital solution. You got to figure it out. You got to say, okay, I got it, Scott. We got to figure it out. The other point, the 28% of people within 25 to 35-year-old range know about podcasts and actively listen to podcasts. The next group, 35 to 44, that's 21%. The reality is that's your target market. If you're interested in trying to expand that market and contact the people who are going to be decision makers or are decision makers at the time, boom, that is it. Once again, now income, which is just a really interesting stat, income, that 32% of the group, right, are making anywhere from about having a $75,000 in annual. 37% go up to $100,000, 45% go to $250,000 per year. That is your target market, right? That is it. And they're educated. And so you want this a part of your digital arsenal of getting out your brand, marketing to the right people, and filling that funnel with sales opportunities. That's the reality. Whether you like it or not, you got to figure it out. You can contact me and I'll help you through it. Or you're going to just listen to these podcasts and say, okay, I got it. I can do it. Doesn't matter. You got to do it. So now let's get into Podcast 101, the digital tools. You got to note that it's a lot of video stuff out there, but it's real important. Okay. It's just real important that you get it on out there and look at it and say, yeah, no, or somebody else. Okay. So here's my class out on Industrial Academy, specific to Podcasting 101, and it's the digital tools that I use. Enjoy, and thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. All right, it's Scott McKenzie again. We're talking Podcast 101. We have three videos. This is the third in a series, and we're going to be talking about digital tools. But let's go through and let's have a little bit of review here, okay? Let's just do that. All right. The first video that we talked about specifically about your reason, if you're going to get into the podcast, it's a powerful funnel tool, no doubt about it. We got all of that. But you got to understand your why. And when I say you got to talk about your why, is you got to have something that is inside your heart and why you want to do it. Because if you don't have that, if you're not really engaged in, committed to the podcast, it's going to be a real grind and you don't want to do that. So in video one, we go through this particular set of questions pretty in depth. But once again, your content needs to align with your market avatar. So when we the templates that are provided for that particular video gives you sort of a layout of defining your market avatar, ask certain questions. I give you an example of mine, of course. And if your market avatar is into foods and you're talking Pokemon here in your content, you're going to lose them. You just are. So you got to align your content with your market avatar and who they are. And it's all about also your why. So that's real important. You better have time. If you don't have time, you will not get this done. Time is everything. Time is a component. Now, you might be able to do 30-minute podcasts once a week. You better have time because you're not going to get it done. And then finally, being able to talk the talk. Makes sense. I'm not going to speak on food, although I like eating food. I'm not going to speak on food. That's probably best suited for the chef in the room. I'm going to talk about industry, and I'm going to communicate to those industry professionals specifically about what we're talking about that is in my content, market avatar, my why. I've got time, and I'm talking the talk, okay? That is a reason. That is video one. Look at it, find it, download those documents, get going, and figure out if you really want to do podcasting. So let's say you want to do podcasting. We've got the physical tool. This is video two. And we talked about the sound quality. We talked about the need for that sound quality to be good because nobody is going to listen to you if you're sounding like you are ordering French fries at a drive-thru. I'm not going to listen to it. You're not going to listen. I don't care how great your content is. Just better sound good. And of course, speed and simplicity are two components to those physical tools. I am not an expert when it comes to the mics and the mixers. I just know what works for me. And I try to keep it simple. And it's plug and play. And it's all of the stuff that's associated with it. And so just as a review, here's the list. And this is going to be all attached to this particular podcast or this course. That there's my mixer that I use. There's my digital recorder that I use. Headsets that I use. There's one right here. And then so on and so forth. And everything that you need in between. Makes sense? So let's say you got your reason down. You've got the physical tools. You're saying, yeah, I like it. I like speed, simplicity. And once again, if you come to me and say, hey, this squiggly line is not making sense, I can't help you. Because all I am about is trying to get that content sounding good and out. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about digital tools in this particular video. This is one of three. And then, of course, it's all about how do you promote your podcast. And that's going to be later videos. So in the case of digital tools, once again, we want to be able to leverage technology in such a way that you get more done with less. Because, once again, that's the beauty of technology. And what's incredible about today versus maybe 3-4 years ago, the tools that are available from a digital point of view, simple. Simple. You can handle it. If I can handle it, you can handle it. A lot of drag and drops, no big deal. And we're going to go through that. And, of course, in keeping with the theme, speed and simplicity, big time important, right? I want to be able to ensure that whatever I use is simple so that I can just get on it and make it happen. Speed to compress that time because time is something that you can never get back. Are we good? So those are the three videos that we're going to be talking about. Now onto the digital tools, and these are the tools that I use. Okay, the first one that you'll see is my website. This is a WordPress website, WordPress. If you have something else out there, this is not, I navigate WordPress, and WordPress has been very simple and easy for me. I use a product called Podcast Websites. They're out of the UK. They do a fantastic job, and they focus in on podcasting. But you got to mention my name on that one. So let's look at what that looks like. Okay, so I'm going to dance around here. We're going to go over here. We're going to talk about my website. This is a website that I've been working on, a podcast called Safety with Purpose. It's blank. We're still trying to get it, but you'll get the sense of what's going on. Once again, what makes this a unique platform and incorporates my desire for speed and simplicity is the fact that I can get all my data here about how things are trending, are people downloading, all of that. If I want to upload a particular episode, it creates that landing page. It just does everything that I can do here. So I'll just name it. I'll put in the copy. I can just categorize it. I can create more categories. I can set my feature image, right, which is graphics, and we're going to go through that too as well. And then I can upload my audio file right here. And then I just publish. And when I publish, it goes out to all of the podcast platforms, the iTunes and the Google Plays and the Spotify's and so on and so forth. So that is as simple. And then here, in this particular area here, I can attach a video. I can attach a call to action button. I can do whatever I want. And it'll all be just dandy and wonderful, and it'll look great. And it's simple, and it's straightforward. So if I want to be able to understand a little bit about how things are resonating, I can look at stats. I could come up here, and I see my little stat thing here. And then it'll give me everything by country, city, state, episode, where are my biggest listeners. It's a valuable and powerful tool to make sure that you're hitting your market avatar, as we communicated in a video one. So back to the dashboard. And once again, because it's WordPress, you've got plugins that are wonderful, that can just, man, it's just, they're great. And so you can do pretty much anything with this website. I've got a learning management system that I just love. And it's on my website at industrialtalk.com. And it's specific to, I create content like this, but for marketing and sales and branding, and it's all out there, and it's great. So podcast website, this is your simple and speedy solution on publishing. And I'm telling you right now, it's a great product. And you know what makes it even better? Is the fact that if I have an issue, they're Johnny on the spot. Okay, I do not do graphics well. I just don't. That is a specific skill set that is left for very creative people. And that is one thing that I'm not going to even try. I'm not going to try to cover different colors and stuff. So I use a product called Canva. And when I say Canva, this is it. It's canva.com. Here it is. And then it pretty much does, I can be as creative as I want to be. And it allows me to have templates, everything that you could possibly imagine right here, right now. And I can have a grand old time. So when I create my graphics for my podcast, I use a setting. Let's see what size. Let's see what this size is. And let's see, resize. We got, I can't remember what size it is. Anyway, it is a size that is a conducive to the, oh, there it is. See, I knew it was around here someplace. 1024 pixel by 538. So I'm consistent. Everything. Here's a template. Here's one template. All I do is change the name, face, all of the stuff that's associated with it. There you go. And it sort of corresponds with it, and a little steel stuff. There. That is Canva, and it allows you to be really creative in your ability to be able to do some stuff from a graphics point of view. So that's Canva. Now, we've talked about editing, right? We jumped around a little bit, that Canva. Now we're talking about Camtasia. So when I do podcasts, I've got to edit, right? And so here is Camtasia. Now, don't be frightened by the amount of stuff. If I can learn it, you can learn it. And that goes without saying, okay? All we're doing here is that it's truly a drag and drop solution. And so I can be creative. I can move it around, as you can see. And I can throw in commercials. So let me give you an example. So I can fade it in. You can hear him. And then I can come over here. And so you can sit there and do whatever you want. And then I go into the interview. And this is just a file of a video down here. There's the video. There's the audio. And then there's the face right here. And then, as you can see, this line lines it up. And then there's this stuff right in here. That's really it. And then you drag and drop. And all you do, and of course, when I first started out, it wasn't great. But then I realized, oh, I can do that. Oh, if I have to create an effect, I just come over here and drag it on top of there, and the effect is there. This is Camtasia. And this is my video and audio tool that I do to edit these products. Okay? Camtasia. Fantastic product. Easy to use. Don't get all tied up in, with that. Okay. So what we have is we've got our website. Easy. Speed. Manipulate, no problem. We've got our Camtasia, and that's our editing software, and it does a great job. Drag and drop, no big deal. I'm not a graphics guy, but Canva makes it easy for you. So now you're no excuses of being able to create some good stuff here. Now, what if I want to interview via the old computer? I use Zoom. And so what does that look like? Zoom conferencing. I'm telling you, I don't know how they do it, but what makes Zoom such a spectacular product is the fact that I can interview people all over the world and not have any delays, and I get this video of them. We're talking like we're sitting at a coffee table, and I'm talking, and I can see their facial expressions. It is an incredible product, and the price is pretty reasonable. So this is Zoom. And then what else I can do is I can sit there and I can say, okay, I'm going to separate out my voice, my audio from the guest audio, and then I can make sure that they sound okay and they are aligned. Sometimes, you know, I speak, I've got my mixer. If you've watched video 2, I've got my mixer and I'm all dialed in with my voice. Sometimes it requires a little effort on the other side of that equation and being able to adjust their voice. Zoom.us, great product, very good. And of course, you get that face-to-face conversation, which makes your podcast better. It just does. Okay, we got our website. We've got our editing tools. We've got our graphics tool. We can sit there, have a face-to-face conversation, and we're recording, having a grand old time. You need music. Of course you need music. I use a product called Audio Blocks. Here is the link. So let's go back to the website, Audio Blocks. And what makes this so cool, right, is that I can come over here. I got sound effects. I've got loops, whatever you want. I got my collection. Anyway, so I want music. And then I've got different moods and instruments and genres. All of the stuff that you can possibly imagine, all royalty-free, royalty-free, which is key. Do not use music that's not royalty-free. And then be able to come over here and say, gosh, I'm an aggressive guy, which I am. I do like aggressive music. And then they'll say, hey, I like it very much. And then I could say, what's that one look like, sound like? And I can click on it. No, I'm not going to go there. Or let's say a dramatic thriller. You get it. You feel it. You see it. So you can sit here and then you can find, look at that, over 4,000, close to 5,000 results found. It's a pretty incredible tool. And then I can just download it, MP3 or a WAV file. I can like it. I mean, it's an incredible time to be doing podcasting or anything like this because I can just, what's that one? Oh, yeah. So anyway, you get it. There's things that you can pull down. You go, man, that sings to me. So I can save it and then use it into my podcast. So once again, that's your music. And if I want to be, you know, the sound of a breaking glass, I can get it there. If I want a dog barking, I can get it there. But I don't. It's because I'm a industrial kind of guy. So right there, audio blocks. Good. Now, this has been a real good product too as well. Let's say I want to put it into Word. I want to get that MP3 into some prose, some words. I need to get it transcribed. Now I can get a person to transcribe it and do it on a keyboard, but I use Teamy. Let's talk about Teamy here. Let's go over here and find Teamy. And as I search around, let's see. That's not it. There we go. We'll go to Teamy. So Teamy, if I come over here, allows me to take an MP3 or a MP4 or whatever audio file, and I can upload it. It's 10 cents per minute for the transcription, which is just incredibly inexpensive. And what that means is that if I have a 7-minute podcast, let's say I'm doing a special on leadership, whatever it might be, 7 minutes, it's going to cost me 70 cents to get that thing transcribed. That's value, baby. And so let's see what it looks like. So I'm going to come over here, I'm going to go to my dashboard, and you can see all of the stuff that I've had transcribed. Let's view this transcription. Right there. It takes it, spits it out, and you know, there's some modification, probably around 90 to 93%. Speak clearly. And then it does a better job. Of course it does. But once again, it is a powerful tool. Boom. You get something transcribed. Pretty dirt cheap. All good. All wonderful. There it is, man. That's Teamy. Teamy.com. And you'll have it as a result of this download. I got to fix the website so that you have everything that you need to do podcasting. Now, one of the weird things, and I had to learn this, is if I come over here, let's go back here, and I come over here, and then I want to create an episode, right? And we went through this at the beginning, so I create an episode. One of the things that you've got to realize, as it thinks, is that it doesn't just take any file. It takes an MP3 file, right? So when you upload it, it has to be an MP3. What happens in your, when you edit it, this product has an MP4, and your website and iTunes and all the other platforms only take MP3, right? So I need to go take that, get it converted. I come over here to Cloud Convert, and I want an MP4 to MP3. It just does it. And there's a free version, and you just select the file, and it goes over here and it says, okay, I got you. And then I'm going to pull out a file and just find it, upload it, and then say convert, and you're good to go. And it's just that simple. No fuss, no muss. It just does it. That's what this is about. So it's a very, very pleasant tool to work with to get it to an MP3. And look, I can convert pretty much anything. Look at all of the things that it does convert. And it goes into all of the things that it can do whatever it needs. I mean, it's a great tool. And like I said, it has a free version out there. So let's review. We've got our website. We've got our editing tools. We've got our Canva. We've got the graphics. We got our ability to be able to have that conversation face-to-face, which makes great sense when you want to be able to see those facial expressions. And it's a better conversation. And then audio blocks. Now we've got our royalty-free music. And yeah, you can sit there and have a grand old time there. We can get it converted into words. And then, of course, we got the, we can convert it into our common format of MP3 through Cloud Convert, which is very important. And then I'm going to take you to a freelance solution that I use. If you don't have the answer, if you don't have the time, energy, or effort, go to Fiverr. That's F-I-V-E-R-R. Now, what that means is that here is a freelance platform that you can pretty much find anything. You can say, gosh, I wish I had somebody that understood content marketing. Well, I can find people who have content marketing. I just click on it. I look at it, and it's like, okay, they start at 100. They start at 70. And, of course, it's their billboard, and they can see what happens. So you can sit there and choose and have a grand old time. Let's say I just want logo design. I just grab logo design. I can come over here, and it's like, I don't like that. Nah, that's pretty cool. Oh, no, you can play around. Some are very expensive like this. Some are not so expensive. So you can, if you got a budget in mind, boom. And I'm telling you, the platform itself is very sound, very stable, and it does a great job. It just really does. And so I'm bullish on Fiverr. So I'm bullish on all these. Now, this is just so video one is making sure that you've got your mindset right. Video two is just, there's that physical side. You got the mics, right? The mics and all the other goodies that have to happen as a result of you doing a podcast. Now, this is all from my perspective, though. There are other people who do a lot of other things out there, and they probably have a better understanding of the audio side. But this is how I get my stuff up and running. And I'm all about speed and simplicity and being able to make it happen. So this will also, PowerPoint will be out there with the proper links. And then, of course, if you go to this also has it. But if you go to the video one, and you'll have the market avatar model with my downloads as well as all of the other things that are associated, everything you need to get up and running. It does not address at this particular time, how do you market? What do I do to market? That's going to be a different class, because that's a whole nother strategy on how to do it, how to create that funnel. This is just to get it out there and be able to interview the people you want to interview or create the products that you want to be able to create. All of that stuff is right here on this platform. So anyway, go out to industrialtalk.com, digital marketing tools, digital tools, podcast 101, and download this stuff so that you can get up and running and looking around and have a grand old time. So thank you very much. This will be out on Industrial Academy, which is my learning management platform. So it'll all be out there too as well. So thank you very much, and continue to be able to provide the tools that you will need to be a success as an industrial professional or whatever you want. Take care.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
As an industrial professional myself, I was always passionate about sales, marketing, branding, expanding the marketplace for my company. That's what the Industrial Talk platform is all about. It's about you, the industrial company, the industrial professional, and your legacy. Increasing sales, gaining greater exposure on what you do and how you and your company changes the world. Go out to industrialtalk.com. That's industrialtalk.com. Contact me. Let's have a conversation to see how we can work with you on improving your bottom line, and that you could be a part of an ever-growing network of industrial companies focused on expanding and growing and leaving a legacy. I hope to hear from you soon, and be safe out there. All right, you industrial professionals out there, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I hope that was helpful. Bottom line, you industrial folks, you need to have a podcast a part of your digital promotional arsenal. Figure it out. You got to do it. These three podcasts, you can figure it out from there, or you can contact me. I will help you any way, shape, or form because I want you to be successful because you are changing the world. Go out to industrialtalk.com. Reach out to me. I definitely will get a hold of you. And once again, I can get you up and running in hours. You can be on podcasting. You can do whatever you want. Let's have a conversation. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm so glad. Go out there. Industrial Academy is available for you. Look at all the other podcasts that we've done because they're all just focused on you and your success. So thank you. And also, be safe, as we always talk about that. So be safe out there, and thank you again.